Thank you, Sam. Well, good afternoon. I'm pleased to be here as well. I'm Brian Palmer. I lead the process solutions business for energy. Unlike some of my predecessors, I'm not new to the process solution business. In fact, I've spent the last 10 years both building and integrating a portfolio of acquisitions that we've built into a nearly $4 billion platform that is high technology, very good returns for our customer, all focused on control, monitoring, and life extension of our customers' most critical assets. Like Dan said, healthcare for our customers' industrial assets. The way we've done this, and our philosophy has been in really take the best competitive underlying technology that many of these acquisitions bring to us, couple that with the domain knowledge in the verticals and in the equipment that GE either operates or manages. And as John mentioned, you know, bring the scale, bring the global scale that GE brings to bear in operating in 75-plus different countries around the world. And we can bring access to customers at the right level and at regions around the world that these companies never had before. So it's a pretty exciting business that we've been able to grow here. I want to use Bently Nevada as an example, because in 2001 we acquired a company that was sort of the industry standard in condition monitoring for rotating equipment, turbo machinery. Bently was $190 million in revenue when we bought them in 2001. And we did just that, is applied what GE had as domain knowledge around rotating equipment and domain knowledge around the oil and gas and power generation industry. Bently was 75% revenue in the U.S. and the rest around the world. We've changed that to 75% revenue outside of the U.S. and have leveraged the global scale that GE brings to this company. And Bently product line for our business was over $600 million in revenue in 2010. So we've been able to build a portfolio with that's great value to customers and great returns and great return on capital for our shareholders. One example of the value that we bring to customers. You know, nowhere is the need for real-time information around health, productivity, and operation of the equipment more important than in the offshore production environment. So we work with both national and international oil companies around the world to bring a view of condition monitoring, control, and health of their assets in some of the toughest environments in the world. An example of this is Nexen. Nexen operates a number of offshore platforms in the North Sea. About 4 years ago, we partnered with them to provide both on-platform and remote monitoring and diagnostics, and are able to drive a level of reliability and a level of uptime for Nexen by giving them a view of the operation of their equipment and anticipate issues with their equipment. You know, for example, just to keep it in perspective, the output of one of Nexen's platforms in the North Sea generates about $2 million of oil revenues a day. So if we're able to give Nexen the ability to either save an hour of downtime or predict a failure and mobilize the crews and parts, et cetera, for, say, a bearing in one of their turbines, we've been able to cut their outage time and downtime in half, sometimes in two-thirds. And at $2 million a day, that's a significant saving for the customer. Another example, and, you know, John talked about gas quite a bit. And our solution for one of our customers in the UK, National Grid, where National Grid operates a gas utility that ranges from buying product from at custody transfer from an LNG plant or other, through to the transmission of that product, right through to their end user, either industrial or consumer customers. What we've been able to do with National Grid is modernize the condition monitoring, the measurement and custody transfer meters, as well as the control and regulation of gas right down to the consumer level. And, you know, again, keep it in perspective. The output of a typical LNG plant, if you looked at 0.1% of accuracy in the custody transfer flow into that system, it's worth about $200,000 a day. So taking our technology around ultrasound and ultrasonic flow meters and putting it into those custody transfer meters and give that level of accuracy helps National Grid plan their business, operate their business more efficiently and more accurately, and manage their bottom line. So, look, this is a business that we're extremely proud of. We've built over the last 10 years and continue to add value to both our customers' operation and value to the shareholders. We plan to continue to build out the portfolio of technology and the portfolio of solutions and build a process solutions business that's second to none. Now, with that, I'd like to turn it over to Dan to wrap up on the oil and gas business.
So you can get a sense for this terrific portfolio we have to work with. You know, we've assembled through acquisition and organic investments a great set of technologies from upstream to downstream. We're playing in industries or segments that have strong growth prospects in front of us. The demographics, the oil and gas demographics looking forward are playing really to our strengths, both in terms of the growth as well as the technology challenges involved. So we've got great visibility. We got a strong backlog today. We clearly have a lot of work to do in integrating these acquisitions. There is no question about it. This is hard work, and we have line of sight to the things that we need to do in order to deliver on that value creation. And very exciting for me, there's a real opportunity here on the services front. We have businesses that, if you really look across my portfolio today, it's roughly 40% some type of service-related activity already, and we think we can grow this by focusing on the things that we've done in other parts of the company, leveraging some things that we've learned elsewhere. So we have a terrific franchise. We're positioned for strong growth, and I'm very excited to be given the opportunity to work with that. So I'm going to hand it off to Jim next, and he'll take you through some new things.